And Josh Bell starts the Cleveland comeback with his second home run in the series. A towering drive to left. He has a three-hit game. And he's homered from each side of the plate in this series. And it's now 7-5 Pittsburgh here in the eighth inning. Bell now with his 11th home run. And that gives him 46 RBIs.
It was 4-2 at one time during that game. Bullpen didn't hold things well, but almost had a comeback yesterday. Nice seeing Josh Bell getting more active, I guess. Time to talk Guardians baseball with Jim Rosenhaus here on WEOL. It's brought to you by your North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco, Center Ridge and Barton Roads, and also your Tuffy Auto Service Center, Cleveland Street, Elyria, Broadway, Lorain, at Route 58 in Amherst. Jim joins us this morning. Welcome back, my friend. How are you today?
Oh, why, thank you, Bruce. Good to be back.
Yeah, on a big, long road trip. Exciting game, sort of. Not things the way we helped in Texas, but then we took, 21 runs over and won in the first two games, and then we were hoping for a sweep, but didn't work out as well. Talk a little bit about the tale of the two teams, I guess, that we played this road trip, in a sense.
Competition matters sometimes,
right, yes.
And Texas, one of the best in baseball, and but certainly offensively, they are a handful, and we saw that come into play last weekend. Just tough to hold leads for the Guardians in Texas against a very good club. And then Pittsburgh on full-on rebuild. We got there on Monday, and they had called up three of their top young prospects from AAA, which is exciting, but we've seen it over the years here. Sometimes there's a learning curve when young players get to the major leagues, and I think we saw that Monday and Tuesday night when Cleveland went wild offensively. And really, that was discouraging yesterday. I think that most teams, they play so many games, they don't get too worked up over losses very often. And I'm not necessarily saying that they did yesterday, but you just got the feeling that they felt they should have gotten out of Pittsburgh with a sweep. And it just got away late, and that's happened a couple of times in recent weeks. The bullpen has faltered, and that's something they'll have to clean up because some of the other parts are coming around nicely, especially offensively. And the starting pitching has held its own, even with the injuries. So if they can get the bullpen back to being dominant, then maybe there is something here that keeps them in the race.
Yeah, and yesterday when they asked Terry Francona about Josh Bell coming through, and he says, having Jose, Naylor, and Bell, if they all start getting, he said that'll be a good thing, definitely.
Yeah, there's no question. And Andrés Giménez is going pretty well. And at the top of the lineup, Stephen Kwan swinging it, and so is Ahmed Rosario. So it's lengthening out the offense, and we've seen the result in terms of runs scored.
Any update on the Roberto Clemente bridge you could tell us this morning at all?
What's that?
Any update on the Roberto Clemente bridge you can tell us about?
They made nice progress yesterday, very nice progress. I believe they should be done on schedule, which is sometime after the season. But yeah, could you hear it in the background?
Well, a little bit, and then Tom was talking about it. I guess you guys have a lot of atmosphere out there when you're broadcasting from PNC Park for the most part, right?
Yeah, well, the first two games at night, they knock on work at 5, so you didn't really hear it too much. But, yeah, between jackhammers and some other heavy equipment, that was it was really loud, and it was a different atmosphere, I think, for a baseball game that you normally would have.
Well, we're coming home now for games against the Phillies. Saturday's game is sold out. What do you think the atmosphere is going to be like this weekend with this team in town and the number of crowds coming to the field?
Well, it'll be awesome. We've had a couple of sellouts already this season, and it's always fun when it's full. And you'll see a Phillies team that made it to the World Series a year ago, got off to a slow start, but now they're red hot and they're right back in the race. I think the Guardians are playing well. And, it probably doesn't look like that because they went 2-4 on the road, but I think it was really encouraging what we saw over in Pittsburgh offensively. So if they can get some good pitching and just hold the Phillies at bay somehow, very tough lineup, it should be a lot of fun. And it always is when it's full or close to full downtown.
Well, opening up the series, Gavin Williams, as you talk about young pitchers, you're getting back on the mound. How do you see his progress so far this season?
very good. You know, I think everything that you expected, a former number one pick and has done nothing but get outs in the minor leagues. And since coming up, he's done a really good job. And he's had some situations where he's had to work through some jams and has kept his poise. And, his start against Texas, he was in big time trouble the first two innings, but only allowed two runs and kept the team in the game. So I think that's all you can ask for. And the stuff is there for him to be, I think, a top shelf front of the rotation starter. And we've seen that most of the time since his call up. And he seems to have a real good mindset, doesn't get rattled. So all of it's good stuff for Gavin Williams, for sure.
Absolutely. The weekend again against the Phillies and then Kansas City for three games as well. So that's our homestand. Lots of things going. Get the tickets for the Guardians games as well. Jim, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for
Thank you, Bruce.
Talk to you later.
You got it.